for your weekly dose of Wayne's Comics.
Welcome to episode 288 of the Wayne's Comics Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This week features the return of Caleb Toussaint, and he's got a Kickstarter going for his wonderful comic Alter Life, which we'll discuss in depth and find out what other things he's got going on. I talked to him almost a year ago, and I still love the book. Issue number 2 has come out, and I got a chance to read it before we talked, which we'll go into as well. And issue 3 is almost coming. So we want to make sure that we get that Kickstarter supported and get those things on the way. It's always fun to talk to an original creator such as Caleb, so I'm sure you're going to enjoy what he has to say. There's a lot to get to, so let's get on with the show. I'm glad to welcome back to the podcast Caleb Toussaint, the creator of Alter Life and Zed, and who has a Kickstarter going on with that first comic. How are you doing today, Caleb?
I'm good. How are you, Wayne?
Good to talk with you again. I just got Alter Life number 2 in the mail, which is really great, but the Kickstarter is about number 3. Do you want to, before we get into all that, why don't we give a brief synopsis as to what Alter Life is about?
Okay. Yeah, it's a story about a man who has kind of fallen on hard times, and he, through basically committing suicide, he discovers that he can't die, and he instead is reborn in an alternate version of himself every time that he dies. Mm-hmm. So basically, he starts trying to figure out what's going on. And the first 2 issues really start unraveling this mystery. And when we get to issue 3, which is on Kickstarter right now, that's where a lot of these questions start to really get answered.
Mm-hmm. Now, I first met you, I think, at Wizard World Chicago last year.
Yes.
And that's when I read the book and I really liked it. And that's why I set up an interview with you last year. It's hard to believe it's been almost a year now. But I got number 2, which I'm really, like I said, I really liked. And I told you before we started recording, I got a million questions, none of which I can probably ask because it'll spoil something, because that's how tightly this book is written, which I really like. Now, let's talk about the Kickstarter, because that's the most important thing. Tell us what's going on with the Kickstarter for number 3, like when it's going to end and what kind of things we get if we support issue number 3.
All right. Yeah. So it started on Sunday. This past Sunday. And what I forget what the date was right offhand.
25th.
The 25th, and it runs until the end of July. Basically, it runs till the midnight on the 29th.
Okay.
So right now is like the most important time, of course, for a Kickstarter. That's still in the first week. So I'm not sure when all these people will be hearing this, but if you back within the first week, you get a free add-on. And after the first week, these add-ons are still available. These are some of the things I'm most excited about. We had our artist Katrina Kunzman come up with this great mandala vinyl sticker that's like a representation of all the craziness that is Alter Life, and that's one of the awesome add-ons. And then we have a button, and we have poster mini prints of all of the variant covers that we've done in the past and for the current one as well. So that's one of the big things I try to do for these Kickstarters is I have a guest artist do their kind of interpretation on a concept that I come up with for a variant cover. And we have Walter Ostley did one for us this time, and it's spectacular. It's one of my favorite pieces of art that's come out of this, and I just can't describe how happy I was when he showed that to me. And I really think, like, this is the only time you're going to be able to get this cover during this campaign. So.
Well, let me ask you something, Caleb, because this is a holiday weekend that's upon us. It's not going to post until Monday, the 3rd, because the folks in charge of the website, they're going to be off doing family stuff, and so it won't come up till Monday. If people sign up on Monday, is that going to be too late?
Nope. I think I'm going to run this week one freebie until the end of the day on the 4th of July, just so these holiday backers can, you know, if you're lazing around on the 4th and you listen to this and you want to go get yourself a free add-on, then jump on and grab it. So.
Now, of course, you go to Kickstarter.com, and it's alter-hyphen. It's not A-L-T-A-R like a church thing. It's A-L-T-E-R-hyphen-life. And you're looking for number 3. So that's the thing to do, and look for those good things. Now, talk to me about what kind of benefits and what kind of, you know, rewards you get for backing. You're talking about this first week. You mentioned a couple. There must be other things that you're offering as well as getting in issue number 3. Well, of course, that makes me ask you, can you get all 3 issues as one of the rewards?
Yes. I built it in. There's not many slots available, but I am releasing it so people can catch up with the series, mainly because I know there's people out there that don't want digital and they want the physical book. So, I will, you know, if demand is high, I'll release some more of those. Mm-hmm. But so far, it looks like I've actually gotten a lot of new people just in the first day or two. So, I definitely would recommend if you want to catch up, they're there. You can get like 1 comic, 2 comics, 3 comics, and then you can get like the full package of all of my comics. That's including a print of Zed number 1 even. So
wow, that's good. I like that book too, by the way. I thought that was a good book as well. Lots of that's got a lot more action into it. This one is a lot more, I don't want to say passive, there's a lot going on, but let's just say that things happen to the main character more. The other one, I thought the main character did more in there. And, you know, that's good. I like variety in my storytelling. So I actually like that difference in the two books.
Yeah, that kind of came out of writing this one. Honestly, I wanted something that was completely opposite of this, because after writing something so deep and methodical, I was like, I just need to have something fun and completely off the wall opposite as this one. So
the Kickstarter's underway. You've done Kickstarters for both before, but the first issue and the second issue, right?
Yes, I've slowly, you know, drawing more audience as we go here, issue by issue. And it just becomes a far more fine-tuned process as we're going here. And the hope is now that as the following grows, that we can get enough funding to kind of dump some of this extra money into keeping the series going without having to come back at quite the amount that we have been in the past. So.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say, of course, I supported the issue 2 Kickstarter, which is how I got the book. And I got a kick because you went by people's first names when you did the thanks for that. And that puts my name last, which I always get a kick because the W always comes. If you can't be first, be last, because then. So I like that.
That was all simply due to the organization of Kickstarter.
Well, thank you, Kickstarter. I like my name being last, so that's really good stuff. Are you going to do the same thing with 3? Are you going to, in issue 3, are you going to list the folks who supported it?
I tried to add the up special thanks to backers, and especially to people that, you know, are coming out and helping support the campaign, like you are with these podcasts and with reviews and, you know, your opinions about this stuff really, it enhances my writing in the future and when I come back to it. So it's very exciting to have so many people behind you. So I want to kind of, you know, pay homage to everybody, because the book really literally would not exist if it wasn't for you people backing it. So,
well, that's the great thing about Kickstarter. And I've often said this on this podcast, is that we get to see stories like yours that if it hadn't been for Kickstarter, we probably wouldn't get to see it, because I can't see DC or Marvel picking up this comic.
Yeah.
Sadly.
That's kind of what I love about the community, too, because you get so many great creators, and they're there supporting each other and, you know, cheering each other on and supporting, sharing everybody's projects. And it's a great community to be a part of. So. Mm-hmm.
Now, what other things do you have that you can get as a reward? I'm just sort of curious.
Aside from the variant cover and all the issues, and we have those add-ons, mm-hmm. Basically, those aren't really built into the tiers. If you add $5 to your pledge, you get to choose any of those. So after that, we have a special thank you card for higher-tiered backers that actually is going to be designed specifically for this campaign by Katrina Kuntzman. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, if you're one of our exclusive highest tier backers, then you're going to get producer credit, and you're also even get a sneak peek at the script for the next issue.
Hmm. Now, how many issues are in the Ultra Life series?
It has 5 issues total, so we'll be halfway there. Well, a little more than halfway there after this. So.
Mm-hmm. Those would be good. Do you have plans for other Ultra Life stories after this one, or is this kind of the one that you want to tell?
That's a good question. The world that's being built here, once it's revealed to you all, I don't really want to give too much away with that, but it definitely presents itself as something that I could come back to, maybe not with the Jake storyline. I think his story will be kind of told in these 5 issues. Mm-hmm. But I definitely have some ideas of coming back into this world, so it'll be exciting to come back to it at some point.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to continue doing single issues, or I know you tried to do a Kickstarter one time that didn't quite pan out to do a trade, and I often find on Kickstarters trades struggle when in a Kickstarter thing. Are you still thinking about a trade, or would you like to keep doing individual issues?
At the end of this one, I'm going to give the option for people to buy the trade. Really, I feel this story is best told all at once. But, I mean, the nature of being an independent creator, it's really hard without a huge following to get that funding to do all the artwork and everything all at once. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it'll kind of depend on the project and how, you know, my following builds over the next year with finishing out Ultra Life. I'd love to do bigger books eventually, but I'll do them any way that I can at this point.
You know, I didn't look. Are these guys available on Comixology?
Issue 1 is on Comixology right now. Mm-hmm. Zed is on Comixology, mm-hmm. but issue 2, of course, is just now getting into the submission process, so it probably won't be on for another month or two, because they take a while to get things up. But
Well, I noticed you talked about the fact that people like paper copies, and I like paper copies, but I also like, if I can't get a paper copy readily, I like to be able to download and read right away something off of Comixology. So that's why I always ask, and I'm glad you've got them up there, because those kinds of things, you get as much space, I like to always point out, as Action Comics, as Detective Comics on Comixology. Your book is out there. When it comes out, it's on that week, and then people can look it up if they're trying to find it. So I like Comixology. I know it's not necessarily a moneymaker, but on the other hand, you do get the chance to get it out to people.
Definitely. I mean, when I got issue 1 of Ultra Life on there, I was super excited. It like came out next, like it was up there. The image was next to like the Batgirl comic or something. I was like, holy crap, this is so cool. And I mean, I know it's not going to be a cash in for me. And honestly, at this point, especially with issue one, I just want people to read it, enjoy it, and then come find us for the next one and catch up on print if you want them. So mm-hmm. I think that's kind of, for independent creators, I think Comixology is just a great audience builder because people that aren't going to find it any other way will find it on there.
Mm-hmm. And you don't necessarily have to have bagging and boarding involved. You can read it and download it to your iPad and look at it. And oftentimes I find that you can zoom in a little if you want to instead of having to put the book close to your face. So I kind of like that kind of stuff on there.
Oh, yeah. And they have that guided view that kind of almost makes it like this action. It almost feels like a movie when you're scrolling through it. It's very cool. I like, to me, it's, if you own the paper copy, it's almost worth getting the guided view version of the Comixology thing just because it reads differently. Mm-hmm. But
very cool. Very cool. Now, have you thought about getting published? Are you going to continue to self-publish?
I'll self-publish as long as it's necessary, honestly.
Okay.
I know when I finally get the full book of Alter Life, I will submit it and see if someone will pick it up to distribute, mainly because I don't have near enough of a reach to get these books on the shelves of a bunch of comic book stores. So, yeah, I would definitely jump at the chance to get published. And I'm actually even just right now finishing a submission for that Top Cow talent hunt for the year, which I just actually sent in like minutes ago. So
Wow. Talk about that a little bit. I mean, I was listening to, because you have a Patreon page, and I want to talk about that a little bit more too, but I was listening to what you were saying on a Patreon page in a video talk that you were doing. And the thing I'm kind of fascinated by is you have to write their characters, as I understand it.
Yes, this is a new thing, apparently. This year, they're making you write one of three series, and you have to write with their characters, and you have to write a one-off 22-page script that stands alone. You can't. They don't want you setting up a huge, epic story. They want a one-off story. So I'm pretty excited with the one I came up with, and of course, it's very science fiction. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of similarities to Alter Life. Who knows what'll happen. It's a long process, but it's pretty exciting because, I mean, that there's that this could make or break a huge moment in my career, really, mm-hmm. if this was picked up. So it's pretty exciting. It's definitely a challenge to write for someone else's established characters. You have to kind of, I was kind of blessed because the characters they wrote for one of their series, Think Tank, kind of, it's in my style of writing, especially like there's a lot of similarities to the way I write Zed with the two characters kind of playing off of each other. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I definitely think it made me a better writer to go after something like this.
Well, that's good. And I hope you get what you win, because as I've seen in the past, they've had their contests and people who win often go on to do other things. So that's kind of something I'm sure you'd hope will happen, is that you get to, not only do you like to do your own creator own stuff, but you like to do some other stuff as well. I'm sure as a writer and a creator, you get ideas for other characters, not just your own.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I even joked about it on Facebook the other day. I was like, it might never happen, but I have this awesome Batman story floating around in my head, and I'm going to start writing it. It's like, you just never know where life is going to lead you. And maybe someday I'll look back at this podcast and be like, yeah, look, I was talking about it then. So.
Well, that's good. I think that the creativity that your books show, and it's different. You know, I've read a lot of comics in my life, but your stuff has just stood out to me as something unique in the storytelling. And I really like that. And I really think that companies who are trying to put some new life into their characters could stand a little creativity put into it, like the kind that you provide.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean, that's kind of what I'm going for. You know, I don't want to be writing necessarily the men in capes and tights. I want to do something that stuff's fun, and I would be more than happy to write a story in it. But it's like, this is my imagination goes to this deeper, methodical world of science fiction, and it always comes back to it. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that it strikes a chord with someone like you. Mm-hmm. So,
well, as I said, I've read a lot of books, and it's something that's unique or provides variety to my reading. It always stands out to me, and I always really like it. That's what, when I came across your book at Wizard World, I remember taking it back to the hotel that night and reading it and going like, wow, that's different. So the next day I had to go seek you out to be able to interview you and talk with you about all these other good things that you had going on, too. So pretty good.
Yeah, that was one of my highlights of Wizard World, having you come back. I actually had a few people come back to me that next day, and they were like, this is a great book. And you came up to me like, oh, I want to have you on my podcast. And I'm like, that was exciting.
Yeah, because you never, as a creator, you're, and I don't mean to put this in an untoward way, but you're kind of naked when you give somebody your comic book. You know, this is you. This is your story, you know, and when somebody comes back, that's got to be encouraging, you know, that they like the story that you wrote and they enjoyed it.
Definitely. Well, and this story really comes from a dark part of my past, really. I mean, the character being stuck in a moment in his life that he's not happy with is very reminiscent of me working a crap job for way too long in my life. Kind of it killing my creative process. So there's a very personal aspect to this book, and to have someone like you come shake my hand and tell me how much you enjoyed it is definitely an exciting moment. So
well, it's a great book. I can't wait to see how you're going to move forward in each issue. But I wanted to ask you something too about the Kickstarter before we leave the Kickstarter behind. I was listening to, like I said, this video that you came out with, and you said something that kind of interested me, and it brought to mind some of the Kickstarters that I've watched and I've supported. You talked about the fact that you don't necessarily want to talk too much about the project, which kind of goes against what you're thinking. You know, normally you got to talk about the project, you got to promote the project, but you actually talk about yourself as well as some way to stand out from other people. Do you want to elaborate a little bit on that some more?
Yeah, definitely. There, even in the past year since I started doing this, there are an exponential amount of creators putting stuff on Kickstarter. And it's hard, just like when you go on Netflix or whatever and look for something to watch, it's hard to figure out what you're going to want to actually spend your time with and spend your money on. It's not, to me, it's not always about just what's on the page. If you can tell someone your story and where you're coming from and why it's so important for you to be doing this through Kickstarter, I think that makes all the difference, because there's people on there that are well established that are coming back and throwing stuff up on Kickstarter and it gets funded instantaneously. But there's also people like me a year ago that have never been able to do any of this before. And this gives us a platform to reach an audience and to get money to pay for artwork. I mean, I would never be able to afford Katrina to do my artwork if it wasn't for something like this. And it's, to me, sometimes it's a little frustrating when you're up against, 100 different projects on Kickstarter, and there maybe 20 of those are people that might not necessarily need to be using Kickstarter to fund their projects. They really are doing it because the audience is there, and it's like an instantaneous sell for them. But, tell your story, and people can connect with you as a writer more than just with the words on the page, I think. So,
You brought to mind, I interviewed Mike Bloom last week about his book Italiano.
Oh, nice.
And I looked at the video, and he introduced like his daughters, he brought his dog into it, he had all this stuff going on. But the thing was, you got this sense of who this guy was. As all that, and I really liked it. And of course, I hope that I had something to do with it. The day that the podcast posted, he met his goal. You know, you sort of hope that you help with that.
Yeah, I saw he was successful. That's great.
So I'm happy about that.
But yeah, when I started doing this, my main video was just me talking. But now that I'm at the point where I'm a little more well-established, I just kind of throw a trailer for that I spend a lot of time putting together that kind of just sells the story. And then I always still put that video of myself talking inside the project, because I want people to know that I'm not just a comic book writer. I work a normal job. I have other responsibilities in my life. And the reason I'm asking people to help fund my project is not because I don't want to spend money on it. It's because I don't have the money to spend. I like to make it a communal effort. You know, if we're in this together, if you love this story and you want to see it continue, then we'll help it continue. And I think that's a really cool thing about Kickstarter.
No, of course, this leads right into the next subject I wanted to get back to, and that was Patreon. I think that one of the great things about the internet is it allows people like me. I'm sitting in Florida and you're up in the Midwest. We can connect and I can support your stuff. There's a Patreon you've got going on, and you provide original content through there. Do you want to, because Major Spoilers has a Patreon account, and I never quite get what Patreon is. Do you want to talk a little bit about what that is?
Sure. My basic pitch for Patreon is basically you're subscribing to what is essentially like in a sense it's like a magazine or something like that. You can imagine that in your head, because you're subscribing monthly to continuous content from an artist or from a website or from a writer or any type of creator, really. So what I try to do is I have a couple extra comic book ideas that I had floating around and I've been writing scripts for. And I decided, why not just this Patreon will be a couple exclusive ideas, a comic book series ideas that people can help promote and help pay to get the artwork done for. Mm-hmm. So every month I do at least one or more pages for one of the comic books, and everybody can kind of pitch in their thoughts. And sometimes we do pinups of just conceptual stuff and try to find new artists. And it's just a fun way to keep everybody involved in the process and kind of break down, you know, if some people come there for advice on writing, some people come just to see the artwork, and I kind of try to provide a little bit of all of that to my people that follow me. So, you know, I have a few people on there that ask, you know, how do you go about writing a comic book? Mm-hmm. And just like the wanted to, a better idea of how to go about writing characters or how to start a Kickstarter or so, any of that stuff. I mean, I'm more than happy to help people try to wrap their heads around this whole process, because it is not easy, and I did a lot of it myself. Mm-hmm. You live, you learn, and I'd love to teach people along the way. So it's kind of it's like a mashup of a teaching tool and a tool for just creating cool new comics. So yeah, I'm kind of focusing on one horror story right now, but it's really fun, and it's fun to find new artists, and it's a great way to keep your audience involved in your process.
Now, of course, the way you get there is you go to patreon.com, and it's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and there's a slash, and then, of course, your company is Village Comics. It's all one word, Village Comics, to get there. So, well, the thing I found so interesting about it is you point out that just a dollar gets you full access. But as I understand it, the more you pledge, the more access and the more content you get.
So a dollar gets you access to basically all the actual content that we produce as far as artwork and pages. But I kind of open it up. If you drop more money in, you're going to get more access to like some behind the scenes stuff, like conceptual images and just like process. And some of the higher tier people, I even throw in prints of either pinups or pages, depending on what people want. So it's kind of all up to you as the patron. I kind of leave it in your court. I have different tiers, and the higher goals that we meet with the amounts that I'm raising on there, the more pages we'll create every month. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the real hope that I had with it, and I'm still kind of hoping we can get there eventually, is that this kind of starts creating full-on comic books over the course of a couple months, because if I could get enough money to raise that we could do 5 pages of art every month, then in a few months, everybody can get a print of that comic book. So that's kind of, I'm kind of using it in a different way than I've really seen before. So it's I'm learning as I go, but I definitely think the potential for what I can do with my comics on there is pretty exciting.
Well, some of the things you point out, you ask the question, where's the money go? And then you say this Patreon is focused on raising funds for paying artists. The Patreon, the patron money is not meant for profit. So that's something I think people should understand, is that you're not necessarily going to pay your bills with it, although you may be tempted at times.
I think, to me, crowdfunding should not be about filling your pockets. And some people might disagree with this, but I think the crowdfunding is to make your product. After you're done making the product, you can do whatever you want with it. You can print more copies and sell them wherever, and then you're making your profit. So to me, especially with Patreon, like, just the money is going to go to pay an artist to make art. The more money, the more pages. And then, you know, if I have enough to make a comic book, then when I'm printing those comics and selling them at a convention, then maybe I'm making money. Mm-hmm. But not until, you know, not until the artwork is paid for, you know. And I'm never taking money out of the Patreon and putting it in my pocket. Mm-hmm. So,
which is great. I mean, again, this is people who love comics can support comics by doing this kind of a thing. So I think it's a great thing. Now, the question I got to ask, of course, you brought up conventions and stuff like that. And I met you at Wizard World Chicago. Do you have more convention appearances scheduled this year?
Fortunately, but unfortunately, I have, my life is crazy right now. I have a lot of writing going on, and I have a baby due actually on Saturday.
Oh, wow. So, okay. That's by the time this comes out, you'll probably already have your baby.
I might be a dad when you're hearing this.
Okay, cool.
But so it's exciting, but it also kind of restricts how many of these things I can do this year. So I did Fantasticon in Toledo in the spring, which was real fun. It's nice and small. There was only like 12 people in the artist alley. So it's like there's zero competition. You're all just helping each other out. So I'm going to do another one of those Fantasticons in Fort Wayne in October. And that's the only other con really that I have scheduled this year. Mm-hmm. I hope once I get settled as a new dad and everything with the next year, I'll probably do a few more appearances. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. But honestly, the Wizard World, I love doing Wizard World, but man, the tables are expensive for individual creators. And unless I can split the cost with somebody, it's hard for me to justify buying a table at something like that. So, and when I met you, I was actually splitting a table with one of my friends. So
I remember. Yeah, which is cool. Well, you know, the real life gets in the way of comics sometimes. And it's going to be interesting to see. I don't want to get into personal stuff, but do you know if it's a boy or a girl coming?
We actually have left it a surprise. Ah, so, yes.
All right.
We're playing it old school.
All right. That's good. Well, I saw a picture of the mom on Facebook, and she looks real happy, and I think you guys are going to be great parents. I think if you're that responsible with your comics, just imagine how you're going to be with a child. I think you're going to be real good.
Hey, my joke is, if you can survive a Kickstarter, you can survive having a kid.
All right, so that's good. So, oh man, with all this stuff going on, it's doubtful you've got any other things that you're working on. Maybe I should ask, have you got a Zed update?
You would actually be surprised.
Oh?
I am writing my ass off right now.
Oh.
I did that submission for Top Cow, and I'm happy that's over. I'm in the middle of finishing my first issue of The Nook, which is the exclusive Patreon web series that you can get access to for a buck. And that one's kind of like a Guillermo del Toro style horror ghost story set in World War II, which is very cool and very fun to write.
Mm-hmm.
Zed, I'm actually writing issue 2 right now. I'm about 2/3 of the way through that issue. I'm not sure when that's going to come around, because my main focus right now is just churning out these Ultra Life issues until we're finished. So, I mean, as soon as you saw it, as soon as I shipped Ultra Life 2, I was getting ready to push the button to launch issue 3. And I'm planning on doing that until the series is finished now. So
when are you going to figure 5 is going to be done?
I'm hoping by the very latest by March of next year.
Okay.
So I'm kind of anticipating it takes usually 2 to 3 months between running the Kickstarter and then creating the artwork and then printing and shipping. So hopefully by the time I'm doing Fort Wayne, Indiana Fantasticon, I'll be running the Kickstarter for issue 4.
Mm.
So. Yeah, if that gives you any idea of how fast we're trying to do this.
Wow. Wow. Well, you have a baby to take care of, too, so you'll be a busy guy.
Oh, yeah.
Now, one more question to ask, though, I'm looking at the Patreon site, and it mentions another thing called Babel. The secret war between heaven and hell has begun. What's that all about?
Yes. This is a crazy idea that I actually came up with my brother, probably 12 years ago. And it's just like Alter Life was another idea that's just been like gestating for a decade. And I wrote a treatment for the first script, and I have some people doing conceptual drawings and stuff, but it's not quite where I want it to be. But it's a very cool story. It's kind of like this, you've seen these ideas before, the heaven and hell war on earth, but this is much more subtle. This is like in the guise of humanity. So you kind of see these like people kind of pushing humanity into certain directions and causing catastrophic events or causing outbreaks of some sort to kind of reel humanity in. It's the idea that we have, as a society, gone too far, and instead of God hitting the button to reset, like with Noah and the Ark, he's cast all the angels down to basically, in his last attempt, to fix what we've done to the world. So.
Wow. Okay. Well, that sounds like a real interesting story. I'd be curious to see how that pans out. It'd be fun to see.
Definitely. Well, that one's definitely there. It's definitely on the back burner, but it's gonna be it'll be awesome once I get it where I want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, you got a lot of irons in the fire, and they're all good ones too. I really enjoy all these good things. I hope that by the time this podcast posts, you're a dad very successfully. I hope that you've met your goal. Well, if that doesn't happen, I'm sure it won't be far away for issue 3. And I hope the Patreon, you get a lot of good patrons through that as well, because I think, Caleb, you're doing good stuff, and I think you deserve to be supported. And this is what crowdfunding is all about, in my opinion, your kind of stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your support. It's amazing to see you. Especially people like you getting behind somebody like me who's kind of come from the outside of all of this.
Well, I look for quality is what I look for. I look for variety and a well-told story and something that pulls my mind in a different direction than I've gone before. And all your stuff does that. So I like that. And I think you're going to be successful with these good things. And if people want to follow your stuff, you got the Patreon and you've got, and as I mentioned, you're on Facebook. Do you want to talk about, is Facebook kind of your main social media thing? Is that how people keep up with you?
I usually, that's kind of my hub for all things Village Comics, but I try to keep my, I have an actual website that I try to keep relatively up to date on news, and that's just villagecomicbooks.com. So usually if there's something going on as far as a Kickstarter or Patreon or a book release or something, there'll be stuff on there that you can, you know, links and stuff at the homepage that you'll be able to find everything.
Cool, cool. There's one thing that really puzzles me, and it's something I have to find out what this is all about. There's a picture on the Patreon about, there's a tree that doesn't look like it have any leaves on it, and there's what obviously is a main character in a, looks like a hospital bed, and there's a guy with a red tie, and more than that we won't talk about. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on in there, and is that a cover coming? Is that what that is?
That would be the variant for issue 3, and yeah, I pitched this idea to an artist that I just really was liking his stuff, Walter Osley. He's done a Scribner Bureau. He's an indie creator just like me. Mm-hmm. Man, his artwork is astounding. And I was just like, you know, I'd love to see what you could come up with. And I pitched him this idea of a guy in a hospital bed, the wires that turn into roots and of a tree behind him. And he gave me that variant cover, and I was blown by it. So
wow, because I like Walter's stuff too. I've read the Shiver Bureau, and I've met him at cons, and we talk a lot about these kinds of things. That is really a cool cover, I have to say. If you haven't seen it and you want to see it, go to the Patreon, look under /Village Comics, all one word, and you can look down in there and you'll see that cover on there. It's definitely worth supporting just as much as your other good things are. So I just think you're on a roll, Caleb. I just think there's all these good things that are happening, so I hope they continue to happen. And man, I look forward to more success for you in the future.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
People need dramatic examples to shake them out of apathy, and I can't do that as Bruce Wayne. As a man, from flesh and blood, I can be ignored, I can be destroyed, but as a symbol.
Get the latest from the comics universe. News, interviews, previews, and reviews. Listen to the weekly Wayne's Comics Podcast, so you can keep reading your comics.
And that's a wrap for this episode. If this weekend is a holiday one for you, have a great time. And even if it isn't, we'll see you next week. So until then, keep reading your comics.